Use of force theory. In any situation whereby a security guard is required or authorized by law to do anything in the administration or enforcement of the law, Section 25 of the Criminal Code of Canada is applicable. In these circumstances, Section 25 allows a security guard, like all members of the public, to use as much force as is necessary for as long as they act on reasonable grounds. However, Section 26 states that individuals who use force are also criminally responsible for any excess of force applied in these circumstances. It is important that security guards have an understanding of the use of force theory in order to avoid using excessive force. Security guards should also be familiar with the concepts of excited delirium syndrome and positional asphyxia. These conditions may occur when a person is being physically restrained and may lead to sudden or unexpected death.